Psalm 50, the God who cannot be managed. Psalm 49 told us that wealth cannot ransom a soul. Psalm 50 goes further. Neither can religion. Money cannot buy life, and ritual cannot buy God. Asaph opens with a blaze of names, the Mighty One, God the Lord. In Hebrew, El Elohim, Yahweh. This is not repetition for style alone, it is a piling up of majesty. Then Zion flashes like Sinai, fire, tempest, summons, courtroom. In the ancient world, treaties often called heaven and earth as witnesses. Psalm 50 does the same. The heavens are not scenery here, they are witnesses to covenant truth. And notice the shock. God comes speaking. The idols of the nations had mouths but did not speak, but Israel's God comes and does not keep silence. The living God cannot be reduced to an ornament of devotion. He arrives with a voice, not fed by a sacrifice. The psalm is not anti-sacrifice. God himself commanded sacrifice. What he rejects is the pagan idea hidden inside it. In surrounding cultures, temple offerings were often understood as feeding the gods. Psalm 50 tears that fantasy apart. The Lord says, in effect, I made the cattle, I own the wild creatures. If I were hungry, I would not tell you. This is one of the Bible's great demolitions of religious manipulation. The key word is todah, thanksgiving. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. In Leviticus, the thanksgiving offering was not a bribe, but a shared meal of grateful fellowship. Worship, then, is not supplying God's lack. It is confessing ours. The true movement of covenant life is simple and profound. Call, receive, glorify. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. That is grace, not transaction. The deepest form of idolatry. Then the psalm turns from empty ritual to moral hypocrisy. Some recite God's statutes while hating his instruction. Their mouths speak covenant, but their lives break it. Theft, adultery, slander, even against family, are not merely social sins, they are liturgical lies. The most chilling line is verse 21. You thought that I was one like yourself. English Standard Version. That may be one of the deepest definitions of idolatry in Scripture. Idolatry is not only bowing to a carved image. It is imagining that God shares our moral laziness, our tolerated resentments, our private permissions. Calvin saw this clearly. Sinners take God's patience as consent. But divine silence is not divine approval. It is mercy, giving space for repentance. So Psalm 50 does not abolish worship. It purifies it. Augustine said that outward sacrifice is meant to express the inward surrender of the heart. In Christ, the final sacrifice has been offered once for all. What remains for us is the sacrifice of praise and the obedience of love. Suggested cross-references. 1 Samuel 15:22, Hosea 6:6, Micah 6:6, 8, Acts 17:24-25, Hebrews 13:15-16. Hymn suggestion. Let all mortal flesh keep silence. Prayer. Lord, save me from trying to manage you with outward religion. Expose every place where I have mistaken your patience for approval. Teach me true worship, grateful, honest, obedient, and full of trust. In the day of trouble, make me quick to call on you, and when you deliver me, make me quick to glorify you. Amen.